Okay, hello the internet, and welcome, Alexandra,
to
Channel
10. Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Great. We're going to be checking out some of the new features in Live Search.
Yes.
Now, this is your fall, winter release. So you do updates on a regular basis, maybe once every 3 months, 6 months?
No, we actually have rolling updates all the time, but every once in a while we like to get together and show off all the stuff that we've been releasing over the past few months.
Great.
So that's what we're here for today.
These are the new features in the fall release.
Yes.
So what are we looking at? What's new in Live Search?
Well, the first thing you'll notice is the homepage. We've implemented a lot of great, rich digital imagery. Mm-hmm. So you can see here, specifically, we've got an image from Denmark. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but when I checked it out this morning...
I took this photo. It's mine.
Yeah, wow.
Not my photo.
But when I looked at this, I had no idea what it was. So we've also got this great feature called Hotspots.
Cool.
And so when you roam around, it kind of gives you access to the results that will help you get all sorts of information about what you're looking at. And it really helps you explore the breadth and the depth of the internet and actually the world in general.
And these are contextual to that photo, and that changes every day, is that
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And they're great pictures. I suggest that you go check them out.
So today, Lighthouse in Denmark. So those four or those five little kind of pop-ups will be in reference to Denmark, lighthouses,
exactly.
Et cetera. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so you can just play around with them and see what it's
all
about.
And I joked before about this being my image. It's not my image, but where do they come from? Are they coming from Flickr? Are they coming from Windows Live Photos?
That's a great question. I know that we've got, Microsoft has relationships with different folks like Getty Images and a few others, so I believe that that's where they're coming from.
Cool. They are, they're beautiful images, so they're probably coming
from
some stock agency. Awesome.
So let's get started. The first thing I want to do is show you what we've got, Auto Suggest. It's a new feature.
Yep.
So if I do a query for the Bellagio, you'll see we bring down a bunch of different queries to help you so that you don't have to know exactly what you're typing in. So when I do that, then you just click on the one you're interested in. And specifically, I'm going to start with an image search for the Bellagio. What you'll see right away is that we've integrated a lot of our virtual Earth imagery into image search, because we recognize that not only are you looking for a flat image, but sometimes when you're looking for images, you like to get a feel for what's around something and interact with it a little bit. So that's a new feature that we've got. Of course, the infinite scrolling, so you never have to hit the next button.
Which is very cool.
When you're
I
in
like
images.
That.
Yeah,
great.
We've heard lots of great feedback about that, so we're pretty excited. And then on the right-hand side, we've got a lot of refinement filters. So these allow you to, if you just want an image that it's big enough to be a desktop photo, or if you're looking at people and you just want to show their face, that's a great way to get your Tiger Woods shot that you can use for your messenger icon. So from here, also show you, when you click on 3D, we bring back the 3D imagery, and this is cool. This is one of my favorite things about Virtual Earth. And so you can rotate it, and you can move in, and literally, it's as if you're flying down the strip in Las Vegas in a helicopter or an airplane.
Now, with the Virtual Earth 3D, you are required to install an extra piece of software?
Yeah, you do? the first time you run it, it'll ask you to install a piece of software. It takes just a few seconds, and it's very easy, but it's quite a bit of fun to kind of play around with it. So that's images, and then I want to show you, too, that when you click here on video, we've got our video experience as well. So here, the best thing about this, which you may have seen before, is the smart motion thumbnails.
Yeah.
So when you scroll over it, you can actually watch snippets of the video to figure out if this is the video you want to see. And this is really in response to, we heard from a lot of users that they get so tired of clicking into the video, watching the 30-second ad, and then realizing it's not what they were looking for in the first place. So this makes that a little bit easier for you.
Greg, or finding out perhaps the language is something other than they were looking for.
Exactly.
You can hear immediately what they're talking in.
Exactly, yep. And then here is a great new feature called Video Browse. Have you seen this yet?
I have not.
So this is in response to the feedback that we've heard from a lot of people about how difficult it is to find high-resolution, full-length videos of both sports and TV shows and things like that. So here in our video experience, you can see we've got, at the top, featured TV shows.
Sure.
We've got music videos, and then we've got news and sports as well. And once again, these are all the smart motion thumbnails.
Great.
And then here, when you click on it, it'll go, actually we can click into it, and you'll see we've got all the episodes of Arrested Development, that we can look through.
Now, I see here that these appear to be hosted on Hulu. So this is obviously the official, you know, hosting of these videos here. So what we're looking for is, where can I find the legitimate full-length version? It's not going to be taken down tomorrow. It's not going to be really grainy VCR.
Exactly.
We're looking for the real stuff.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's great. And so we're really excited about this. And then you can watch it full screen and, you know, make your home into a little movie theater for
shows.
So we're pretty excited about that as well. Next, and actually, let me just show you, too, on the side, we've also got the refinement filters over here.
Great.
So that you can make sure that you really are finding exactly what you're looking for. And I should also point this out. If you're looking for sports and you just want the things from ESPN, you can click on that and it'll filter it for you as well.
Very cool.
To make sure that you're finding the right video. So now go back to the homepage, and have you used our new Faircast?
I haven't. Oh, how about, let's
live
show it to me.
This is my favorite.
I've been waiting for today to try it out.
So we're going to do flights from Seattle to Las Vegas.
Okay.
And hit enter. You'll see this is our regular search results page. And what we've done is we've started bringing some of the richness of our travel search experience, mm-hmm. which is Live Search Faircast, into the core results. So here we've got information about what are the fares at today, which is $199. You can do all deals from Seattle or all deals to Vegas. And then on the left-hand side, this is the beauty of Faircast, the predictions. And really what this is saying is that fares today are expected to rise or hold steady. So if they rise, well, it looks like they're not going to rise that much. So if you're wondering whether to book it now, you could probably, you've got a little bit of flexibility here. But sometimes it'll say they're going to go down. So wait a couple days and you'll find a better fare.
Interesting. So that's based on, you know, seasonal changes and what holidays are coming up and how much gas costs and all that kind of funky stuff.
They've got thousands of different algorithms that are analyzing hundreds of millions of data points on a regular basis. So it's not marketing speak at all. It's actually the science behind it. So
that's
it's
great. I mean, I do. You know, I remember, you know, in the past when I've been looking at flights and I've been wondering, should I wait? Yeah. Should I buy it now? Should I wait a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
And then, so this is all about answering that question for you.
Exactly. Because a lot of times what you'll find is that all the websites, they show you what's the best fare you can get right at this minute. But is that really, that's not the full extent of the information you want. So this helps you understand what's the best fare I could get in general.
Very cool.
So, and then we're going to click through here and I'll show you some of the richness. So here we're in the Faircast experience. You can see we've got these interactive calendars that show you, these are all the dates where you can get the $199 fare. And by clicking on the different dates, you can see which return dates allow you to get that fare.
Wow.
You scroll down, and down here you can see what the prices have been doing. And so if you look out and you can say, okay, if I travel around Christmas time, I can expect to pay more.
Yes.
And, you know, the beginning of December was also a huge spike. So this can help you plan it. Another great tool that's in here is on the right-hand side over here, you can actually look at different cities and you can add multiple cities to your graph to figure out, you know, if you're going to New York, you can check LaGuardia and JFK and Newark to figure out where the best fare is at the time you want to go. So lots of really great information in here.
And this is a new feature or has this been in Live Search for a while?
So we, it's through an acquisition of a company called Faircast that's here in Seattle.
Okay.
And we started integrating them with our last release last spring. Mm-hmm. And then we've just been increasing that as we go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah. And so now I'm going to go back to the homepage, and the next thing I want to show you is product search.
Okay.
So you've probably heard the three main pillars of the Live Search strategy are deliver the best results, mm-hmm. simplify key tasks, and innovate in the business model.
Okay.
So I've shown you a lot of the delivering the best results and simplifying key tasks, but innovating in the business model, that's where cash back comes in.
Okay.
If you've heard of our cash back program.
I have, yes. I've used it.
Yeah? Good.
I've got cash back.
Yeah.
It just poured out of my computer screen. I just collect it in the bag.
That's great. So I'm going to show you how it works in action for the user. So
great.
If I type in Canon digital camera, and then I'm going to show the results. So once again, here on the core results page, we've mm-hmm. brought in some of the richness of the product search experience so that you can see what different cameras are available. You've got buying guides to help make it easier for you to shop and figure it out. You can sort things by photo quality or size and get back the results that you really want the first time. And then also I should point out we've got these deep links so that if you're down here and you just want to go to the Canon site, we've been able to figure out where in the Canon site are people most commonly going.
Right.
And so we can get you there right away.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm going to click through here though to go and start researching the cameras. So this is our product search experience. You can see there's all sorts of great information, and I'm going to walk you through to help you understand the lay of the land here. So on the left-hand side, once again, we have the filtering capabilities to help make sure that if you're just looking for a Canon camera, you can easily decrease the results if you've got a price range, or if you want to sort and make sure that you're looking at the cameras that have the best photo quality reviews, that's how you can do it.
Okay.
So here we've got a whole list. Up here you can also sort the actual results that are here according to any of these things. But then when you look at a specific image, we've got a little bit of information about it.
Yep.
We've also got great pricing information.
Very cool.
And now with the integration of our cashback program into product search, we show that you can get 6% cashback on this camera.
Wow.
And the 213 is actually reflective of that. So we've also got the user reviews and the expert reviews. So let's click through and compare prices. So on this page, what you'll see is you can click through and take a look at all the different user reviews. And the opinion index is what we call the area on the left-hand side of the screen, which shows we've been able to, it's basically using semantic capabilities to see what are people talking about and is it positive or negative.
Okay.
So specifically the ease of use or the zoom, what are the areas of the camera that people like? What are the areas that they don't like? So you can figure out what matters most to you. But then let's go back to compare prices. So for this camera, you can see we've got a list of different merchants where you can purchase the camera. We've got information about if they are participating in cashback, what kind of discount are they offering, and then what's the bottom line price. And so from here, you just go to the store, and then if you don't have a cashback account, there will be an interstitial page to have you sign up. But then you just make your purchase as you normally would on that website, and then you're eligible for the cashback rebate.
Now, let's go through that. So you said a cashback account. Now, I have to actually sign up for the program. So how does that work? What do I do?
Yeah, so basically, if you have a Windows Live ID, that's the first step. And then it's literally, when you're on your way to that website, it'll just have you enter a few pieces of information that are pretty easy so that we know who you are and can get the money to you.
Okay, and how does the money actually, you know, how do I get it? What form does it come in?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a rebate that comes to you. It's we've got, in most cases, it's a 60-day wait period because we know that the return policies are 60 days. So in order to make sure that you're not trying to scam the system, which I know you wouldn't.
No.
So, but then from there, it's really you just sign into your cashback account from cashback.com or up here into your cashback account.
Okay.
And then it'll show you all the rebates that you're eligible for and which of those have passed the 60-day mark.
Right.
And then you just choose how you want the money. We can either send it to you or put it in your PayPal account. So you choose. It's actually very easy.
That's great. Now, it's only North America at the moment or just the United States? What countries have available the cashback program?
As far as I know, I think it's just the United States at this point.
Okay.
But we're definitely looking to see how we can expand it into other countries because we've received such great feedback from the users on it.
I hear it's been very successful. I mean, do you have any fancy numbers that we want to talk about?
Well, I know that eBay's given us a lot of great feedback about
it. Okay.
And they've been increasing the amount that they're spending on their advertising with us because they believe so strongly in this program, and it's been such an effective tool. And actually, let me tell you why it's effective. It's because it moves the merchants from a CPC model so that they're paying for cost per click.
Okay.
And what that means is that with all these ads here on the right-hand side, they would normally, in a search engine, pay per click.
Right.
So if I click on their ad, they pay the search engine in order to get that traffic.
Sure.
This model, though, if somebody clicks on Live Search Cash Back, the merchant doesn't have to pay for that. We pay for that.
Interesting.
And then the merchant uses the advertising dollars that they would be spending for that to pay the rebate if somebody purchases an item. So, in other words, we move to the cost per action model, the CPA model.
The action being where I'm actually about
making
to buy
a
camera. Yeah.
So it's actually you making a purchase.
Sure.
And, you know, so it's very nice for the advertisers because they can make sure that their return on investment of their marketing dollars is higher
because
they're only paying when they're actually making money.
Great. Okay.
So yeah, it's pretty exciting. And here what you'll notice too is at the top we've got a current promotion going on with eBay.
Sure.
Where if you click through here and purchase your item on eBay and pay with PayPal, you can get 30% cash back.
30%?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know about you, but that's how I'm buying my Christmas presents this year.
Can I buy a car like that, or what about a house or something like that?
I think there are restrictions about how much the total cash back is.
But a camera, 30%, maybe that's all right. That's very good. Christmas time, that's great.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So pretty exciting there. And what I'll show you next is when we click here on local search, right here, This is where it takes you. Now, notice that the search term is still Canon Digital Camera.
Yeah, you haven't actually changed anything there.
Nope. All I've done is gone into the local search results, and what you can see is that we're now providing information about stores that sell these cameras near you.
Great.
So on the right-hand side, you've got the map that highlights all the different stores, and then you've got great information about the hours, the neighborhood, the category, as well as the reviews, and you can get one-click directions. And then you can even see a picture of what's the outside of the store look like so that when I'm there, I can take a look.
Sure. Now, how does it know where I am? How does it work out my location?
Yep. It's based on reversed IP lookup.
Fantastic. So I don't have to put anything in.
Nope. Don't have to.
That's great. I could be in an internet cafe, you know, Starbucks somewhere, and it's going to work out where I am.
Yeah.
That's great.
So it's great. So we think of the shopping. It's not just online shopping, but we can now help you do your local shopping as
well. Cool.
So, yeah, pretty exciting. So now the last thing that I want to show you is my Hotmail account.
Okay.
This is something that we've used, we've launched a new API,
okay,
which allows programs outside of Microsoft to benefit from a lot of our search capabilities and to enrich their sites using them. And here's an example of how we've used it within Hotmail.
Okay.
So this is a program that's in beta right now. But as you can see, if I'm sending an email to my husband about, hey, let's go catch dinner and a movie tonight, right now we've got this quick add feature on the right-hand side. So I can just click movie times. Here's a list of all the movies that are out right now. So let's do Changeling. And then once again, using reverse IP lookup, it can tell me what are the local theaters, when's it playing, and then all I have to do is, if I'm here, I just hit insert, and all the information comes up right away for my husband so that he can go in, learn about the movie, see the movie times, get directions and everything. And think about how many clicks that removes from the process of trying to schedule a date with my husband.
And even, you know, I think when, you know, you get text messages or people are saying, hey, let's check out a movie, and maybe they'll just put in the name of the movie, and then you have to go through and find all the information, and that's very handy. Very cool.
Yeah, so this is the last thing I wanted to show you, because we're really excited about the idea of using the benefits of live search outside of just going to the live.com site to use them. So, yeah.
All right, so two more questions for you.
Yeah.
One, how much of what we saw here is available today? Is it all available today?
Yeah, so it's in the process of launching right now.
Okay.
So you might not see it today when you go on, but it'll slowly be ramping up, and within the next couple of weeks, it should be available for everybody.
All right, great. And then once it is live, what are the top three things that you want people to go and check out? First thing they should go check out. What are the first three new cool things in live search people should go and just do straight away?
Well, use Faircast to buy your next
Faircast,
flight.
That's a good one. I like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. The video browse.
Okay.
Make sure that you know, or make sure that you can watch the full-length videos. And then finally, I'd say cashback.
Cashback.
I mean, 30% from eBay, you can't do much better.
And is cashback a permanent program, or is it something that might actually, you know, have a, you know, it's a promotion that'll probably end in a finite period of time?
I wouldn't call it promotion. You know, one of our key pillars is innovating in the business model, and this is a way that we really believe that we can change the game in search and how it benefits. Because we don't, as the search engine, we want to make sure that we're not just trying to take all the money from advertisers, but we're actually helping the advertisers make more money and helping the users get better deals on their products. So we think that it's actually a very effective program that can benefit everybody. So as long as we can continue seeing great success with it, it'll be around.
It's all ecosystem. It's about the ecosystem.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Live.com?
Yep, live.com.
Great. All right. We'll talk to you again. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.